Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. This week, we're going indoor skydiving and making our own craft inspired by the sport. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. Now this week, Adam went indoor skydiving, and we're chatting with Emily, a junior indoor skydiving champ.
Thanks, Bex. Yes, I am outside of iFly right now in Milton Keynes. It's indoor skydiving. I'm very excited, but also feeling a little bit nervous. Let's go in and find out what it's all about.
My name is Lake. I've been working at iFly for 5 years now.
I'm Joe. I'm also an instructor at iFly. I'm a level 4 instructor, like Lake is. For anyone who's not seen it before, you'll walk through the doors, you'll be greeted at reception. On our site, they'll send you upstairs to where the wind tunnel is actually found. It kind of looks like a big glass tube, and it's 12 foot in diameter. And from what you can see, there's about 10 to 15 feet of glass, and then the tube extends up about 30 feet above that. So it's kind of a 30 foot column of air that you're suspended on, right? And it gives you the feeling of freefall exactly the same way that you feel jumping out of a plane.
Okay, so I've just done my tutorial and now I'm in a rather attractive looking jumpsuit. I've got a helmet on, I've got some earplugs in too to protect my hearing when we go into the wind tunnel, and we're about to head upstairs and take a peek.
Hi, my name's Emily and I'm an indoor skydiver. Indoor skydiving is a fun sport where people float around in a tunnel doing different moves or linking up with each other to earn points, to earn awards. When I was younger, I wanted two things for Christmas. I wanted a multicolour pen and I wanted to fly like Tinkerbell. So my parents brought me to Basingstoke, which is my home tunnel, and I have got me a session with being able to fly. And I loved it so much, I wanted to come back for every important event I was able to go and do stuff for. So then I started coming back every single month. Then I decided I wanted to do it professionally and do it a lot more. So then I became an indoor skydiver.
Well, we walk you through everything that wasn't going to happen. We get you ready, go through hand signals, basically everything you saw in the video. So you go through the hand signals.
It's as simple as four hand signals. Relax, keep your legs straight, bend your legs, and put your chin up.
That's it.
Oh my gosh, that was one of the most exciting experiences of my life. I've just stepped out of the wind tunnel. I have no words to describe exactly what that feels like, other than it feels like freefall. And of course it feels like freefall, because you're skydiving indoors. That's got to be one of the most amazing things I have ever done. I'm going to get this jumpsuit off and then we're going to chat, and I guess we'll find out how I did. Talk to me about how I did in there. I was quite nervous going into it. I was like, I've kind of never done anything like this before. How did I do?
You did good. I see flying in a tunnel like when someone swims for the first time. Okay, maybe there's some people who don't know how to swim at all, but imagine someone who's never swam and they jump in a pool. So at first they're going to do whatever they can to survive. So they're going to kick a lot, they're going to scream, whatever they can to get out. But then when you actually learn how to swim, you actually don't really move that much. Your movements are very slow, you're very calm. And then obviously, like, A lot of people say on the first time, like, can I do flips? Well, it would be the same as, like, how on your first swimming lesson, can you dive? Like, you can't do much. Like, you're first going to learn how to float, and it takes time. Everyone learns differently. Some progress quickly, some progress slowly. Same in a tunnel.
So when you are skydiving outdoors, general rule of thumb is that the first 1,000 feet is going to take you 10 seconds to fall. After that, every 1,000 foot is going to take 5 seconds because you've reached terminal velocity at that point. So if you really want to do the maths, you can kind of work out how many thousands of feet you've just fallen in your 4 minutes of flying.
And also wind speeds. There's a great kind of TV little screen in there that shows you kind of how long you've got left to fly and also how fast that wind speed is. I think we got up to about 100 miles an hour.
Sounds about right. Yeah, it sounds about right for... It obviously depends on your body type, what kind of clothes you're wearing, your surface area. But yeah, everyone tends to fly around 100 miles an hour. I think Lake was in at the end doing some tricks and he probably got it up to about 150, close to.
So one of my favourite moves and one of the most fun moves you can do in skydiving once you get to a higher level is called a flip and twist. A flip and twist is where you first do a single somersault, forwards or backwards, and then you do another somersault whilst rotating. So you're spinning whilst doing a front flip, and then you do another somersault, and then that's a flip and twist. Well, it's helped me a lot. It gave me a way to express myself as a kid because I used to love doing skydiving so much that it is the center point of my life because I love it so much. It gives me something I can do. It's something interesting and different. It's always a great conversation starter, but I find it really fun.
I've just left iFly and oh my gosh, it was one of the best experiences I have ever had. I can't explain it. I don't know how to explain it other than I was flying without the need to jump out of an airplane, without a parachute to kind of catch me safely. I was flying. Bex, you and I have done a lot of things for Activity Quest, but I don't think anything so far can compare to the experience that I have just had. Honestly, that is one of the most bonkers most special moments. I'm entirely lost for words. Most special moments that I have had. I fly in Milton Keynes. There are also a couple of venues across the UK, including a brand new one at the O2 Arena. Check them out. Wow. I'm stunned.
Thanks, Adam. You can find out more by searching for iFly.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's make something inspired by that, shall we?
Are you ready to take your creativity to new heights? Today, we're going to make a mini skydiving simulator that you can use to imagine the thrill of skydiving from the comfort of your own home. To do this, you're going to need paper cups, scissors, tape, markers or coloured pencils, cotton balls, string or yarn, and glue. The first step is to take two paper cups and cut the top part off from both of them so that the bottoms are left. The second step is to decorate the cups with markers or coloured pencils to make them look like a skydiver and a parachute. Then you'll need to take the cotton ball and glue it to the bottom of the skydiver cup to simulate the body of the skydiver. Once you've done that, take a string or yarn and tie it around the bottom of the parachute cup, leaving a long tail of string. On to step 5, take the end of the string to the top of the skydiver cup. Once you've done that, hold the simulator high up and gently drop it, watching the skydiver fall and the parachute deploy. And then, of course, use your imagination to simulate different scenarios and make the experience more fun. Great job! You have made your own mini skydiving simulator. You can now enjoy the thrill of skydiving in your own home with your new creation.
Oh, incredible stuff. Thank you to Georgia. And just like that, we're done. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime you fancy. If you want some more suggestions on stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you like. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.